tried to say I'd be there waiting for.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way. Al, I love hearing you on the radio. You cheer me up. We need another woman as a president, but none of those RTE wasters, says Maria. Maria, I don't know who you're assuming would run from RTE. If it's who I think you're thinking about, she's actually a lovely woman, and she's actually worked very hard in her life to achieve what she's done. Good president, I don't know. That would have to be put to the polls, wouldn't it? Pamela, was that diplomatic?
So diplomatic, so obvious.
I know, I'm sorry. Can you describe what I'm wearing? I mean...
Oh dear, where do I start? Well, you've taken your wig off anyway because your headphones wouldn't fit over it. It looks like it weighs half a ton.
I think with the short black hair, this version of Polly looks kind of like a lesbian. Like, I know, and I know not all lesbians have short hair, but come on, it's more... Butch.
You look very odd, and your eyebrows are painted over with pink glitter.
Yeah, and big pink
lipstick. Beautiful neon pink lipstick.
Fake eyelashes, I'm like a
fake
camel.
Fake eyelashes, I'm so jealous of those.
I know.
You're going to have to show...
Gust
of wind. Do you put them on yourself?
No, I don't.
Who puts them on for you?
No, this girl came at like 8 in the morning.
I can't put them on myself. I always end up blinding myself. And then you're wearing a big, massive dress that's full of padding and fake boobs and yellow bows and pink stripes and a big yellow collar and kind of an apron thing, a penny?
A little penny. Because I'm Jack's mother from Jack and the Beanstalk. It is an appropriate dress for work, and... just because, I mean, I'm not that embarrassed by this, but I am a little bit scarlet walking out in the office, because whatever about the Today FM people, there are people from News Talk in Spain in this building who are looking at me like, I have five heads going, why did you wear that into work? I wonder, have you ever turned up at something? We actually played What Happens Next the other day, and we did the Bridget Jones clip where she thought she was going to like a sexy costume party and she actually wasn't. Have you ever turned up at something, be it work, a family occasion, jury duty, I don't know what, and gone, I shouldn't be wearing this? Whether it was that you ended up wearing the costume from the night before, or you didn't have any clothes and you had to get into your friend's suit even though they're 8 sizes bigger than you, and go to a funeral in like a giant fat man suit, or I don't know, but have you ever turned up somewhere and gone, I am inappropriately dressed? I will give you an Al's Pal for the best story. 087-4100-102. Hudson Taylor on the way on Today FM.
Al Porter.
Ready to feel it again.
Hudson Taylor and Feel It Again on Today FM. I'd say Al looks like Dustin Hoffman from Tootsie, says one texter on 087-4100-102. Lads, Dustin Hoffman looked a lot better as a woman than I do. I can tell you that. Karen, how are you?
How's it going?
Yeah, very good, Karen. What's the crack with you today?
Not much, just hiding outside from work.
Oh, wait, are you meant to be in work right now?
Yeah. I'm
my God.
Brand. I can take my lunch, it's fine.
Oh my God, you are red hot just deciding that you're going to take a chance to ring the radio. So your husband...
I have a lamb beside me, so...
Your husband had a wardrobe issue on the Isle honeymoon.
He did, yeah, it was pretty funny. So we had off the honeymoon earlier this year, and we went into the airport, they were like, oh look, you can check on your bag for free. And he said, his carry-on, he said, okay, yeah, grand. He forgot he'd done that. Left the airport then without the bag. And when we got to the hotel, they said, look, leave it with us, we'll try and get it back.
Right.
But a couple of days later, we went and we walked by, there's this Michelin star restaurant beside us. We popped our head in and they said, oh, we have a free spot for tonight. And I said, oh, we should go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all he had with him, like in the big bag, was a couple of pairs of swimming shorts. So I convinced him that it would be definitely fine if he put on my skinny jeans shorts.
Oh, stop.
I was like, no, that looks fine. Men wear skinny jeans stuff all the time.
Oh my God. And what size are you?
I'm 5'4". He's 6'1".
And did he fit into them?
Just about.
Oh, jeez.
So we went down to the restaurant and kind of explained, and they were really fine with it, but like the sight of him walking in and then skinny little black jean shorts.
Oh my God, wait, hold on. They were shorts. They were black jean shorts.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. I'd say he looked like something out of like the YMCA or something.
He did, yeah.
Have you any photographs of this?
Oh, I must do, yeah. I'd say I must.
Oh my God, will you try find one and WhatsApp it to us, right? And we'll try put it up online. That is hilarious.
He'd kill me.
I don't care if he'd kill you. Go on, you're not to tell it on the radio now. What's his name?
Mark.
All right, so if you know a Karen and Mark who live in Dublin, ladies and gentlemen, he's cross-dressing on his honeymoon. I'll get you out now, Al's Pal, okay?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Karen.
You too.
Bye. Oh, I really hope she finds that picture. A 6'1" man in black skinny jean shorts belonging to his 5-foot new wife. If you can do better than that, I'll give you an Al's pal. Inappropriate dress. Here's Clean Bandit.
She works a night. I'm asking, is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask?
Niall Horan, Too Much to Ask on Today FM. Before that, Rockabye from Clean Bandit. Al here with you until 1:30 this afternoon. 0874-100-102 for your text. Al, the worst wardrobe disaster I've ever gone through was chasing my 2-year-old through a hotel corridor in Belgium naked. I still don't know if I was seen. Another says, hi Al, I went to a group job interview where the email sent out said the dress was business casual. I took this to mean a nice shirt and chino pants. So I was living in Cork at the time, got up early, dressed and hopped on the train thinking that I looked quite nice. Little did I know that everyone else went to the interview, ignored the dress code and all wore suits. I've never felt more out of place in my life. Another texter says, Al, I was a bit dim when it came to fashion when I was younger. Match that with being a bit nerdy too and a bit of an outcast. For my debs, which I wasn't going to go to, I wore flip-flops with tights. That's horrendous. That is, I'm not here to judge, but whoever sent that in anonymously, that's horrendous. You need to check yourself. Hey Al, about 8 or 9 years ago, I went to Newcastle with my best friend, my sister, and her best friend. I'm a short lad and my friend is a tall fella. Anyway, got there with dirty jeans and just threw them into the washing machine. The machine broke, the door locked, and I had no jeans to wear out. Borrowed the sister's jeans, her friend's diamond belt, and I had one of the best nights ever. Sure, it doesn't matter what you're dressed in as long as the company is great crack. I'd still like to see a picture of you, though, with the diamond belt and the little jeans, dressed up as Dolly Parton for the night. Orla says, Al, when I was back in university, my housemate, was invited to the Christian Union by a girl in her class. So I watched her get all dolled up, short, tight dress, high heels, plastered in fake tan and makeup, and a bottle of cheap vodka in her bag for good measure. So she heads off and comes back a while later, pure mortified. She got mixed up and thought the Christian Union and the Students' Union were the same thing. Basically, she walked up dressed like a hooker to talk about the Bible and eat cake and drink tea. These are too good. Keep them coming. 0874-100-102. I put in a song by the Cardigans next.
Today FM.
Cardigans, my favourite game on Today FM. Al here. We have been talking about dressing inappropriately, be it for work or a party or anything like that. I wasn't dressed inappropriately, Al, but my bridesmaid's dress itself behaved very inappropriately at my sister's wedding. Let's just say the priest got a surprise. That comes from an anonymous texter on 0874-100-102. Sinead, good afternoon.
Hi, Al.
How are you?
Or Polly, should I call you Polly today?
I know, I'm very Polly today. I can talk to you like that if you prefer, Sinead.
That's all right,
but I think
mind.
It might wreck the head of anybody driving the car into the office. They're probably turning off the radio.
Whatever you'd want, I don't mind. Whatever.
You made a bit of a mistake on a dark morning.
Yeah, I was just telling Pamela there. It was so funny. I mean, I did see it at the best of times, so it didn't come as a huge surprise to a lot of people that I did this, but it was years ago, and we weren't long married, and dark morning. So I was rummaging in my drawers, as you do, in the morning, and thought, you know, I was rummaging around looking for a pair of knickers to put on, as you do in the morning, cold morning, you need them. And I thought I had got a pair sorted. So I put them on anyway. I went down to breakfast in work, realized something didn't kind of feel right, you know. So anyway, it turns out that I had put a pair of my husband's jocks on.
No, like boxer shorts. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest,
that was a bonus.
If boys are to go, if it's to go by my boyfriend and me and things like that, you're kind of lucky they were clean.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was lucky. But yeah, it was. They were kind of wife fronts, you know. But I just felt something wasn't quite right.
Yeah. Did you just not feel yourself for the rest of the day?
I didn't feel myself for the rest of the day. No. I kind of felt a little bit, but it was quite liberating at the same time.
Oh, was it really now? Nice and freeing, was it?
Yeah, it was grand, yeah.
Did you have like a visible boxer line? Could you see the boxers in the...
Oh, probably, yeah. But sure, look, I was oblivious, you know. And then I realized, and then when I realized, of course, then I just wanted to get out of there.
You weren't long married. You weren't long married. People were just going, do you know what? It's all fun and games when you're newlyweds, you know?
Absolutely. It's all part of it.
I've got an Al's pal coming out to you. Well done, Sinead.
Thank you, Al. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Today FM with Al Porter.